Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. This year is sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Mendal, the Noiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Halacha Vov, which is towards the middle of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Chamesh Chaburu Sheshovsu B'Traklin Echot. You have five different groups. There are Shavis in one track. The Traklin is a very big room, very big hall. B'Chamoimrim Eruv lekol chabur v'chabur. Each chabur has to participate in the eruv separately, and also between them they have to have eruv. Ubesil loimrim eruv echad lekulam. They can all of them join together in eruv because they're all considered to be one group. They don't have to be married between them. They're not considered to be separated. They're all one. The one's going to explain exactly the case of the machlekes. Omoidim she mixas shurim v'chadorim v'baliyos. If some of them are not in the big hall, but they're in some rooms or in the second floor, means a separate room completely. Shentzichim eruv lekol chabur v'chaburos. Each one is considered to be standing on his own, and they have to put his own part of the eruv. Sigma chamesh chabur shoto v'traklin. Traklin lifneim kechotah shabbatim. When you have rooms and you have a hall, you have, let's call it a lobby, where they all use, that lobby for them is like the courtyard in front of the houses, because the lobby is used for everybody, and the rooms is each one as an individual, so you're not allowed to carry without an eruv in the lobby. Sigma yusham papelinios. Papelinios is curtains. Kimishem batim. Meaning, we're talking about curtains that reach until the ceiling. Doesn't matter if they're all in the same big hall, but there are mechitzas, there are curtains that separate them, and the curtains reach the ceiling, so they're considered to be there in different houses. So now comes the one to explain our Mishnah. Manon Kaim, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that the curtains reach the ceiling, so B'Chal and B'Sil both agree that each one is considered to be its own place, and they have to have air for each one. And Shem Papalinius Magidus at the Koyers, but if the curtains don't reach the ceiling, so Kol Amoidishem Arivim Eruv Echad Lekulam. So everybody should agree that they can do an Eruv because there's no separation. Similarly, Lekanan and Kaimi Mishayu Papalinius Ko Voyes Asoro. The curtains are 10 Tvochim high. This is the Machlokes. But Shem is saying Mechitz Asoro, they separated them. Each one is standing on his own. B'Sil say no, because it doesn't reach the ceiling, so they could sit to be in the same room. Says the Gemara of Mdal Nol Beis, Shovim, in the case of B'Chal Misilel, then the same all, Shemishutofim Be'iso B'Tavshil Shemarvim Erev Echad Lekulam. If they're joining together, Be'iso B'Tavshil, Rav Chaim brings two explanations. Either pshat is that this Shabbos, they're cooking together, they have the same kitchen, they have the same food, or another pshat, that we talk about what we learned in the previous daf, regarding that they are partners in general, they have a partnership in the food, so then, Emarvim Erev Echad Lekulam, do one Erev, because they're considered to be together. So shine by him at afilu miktsos some shurim bechadorim ubaliyos. If that's the case, so why is saying only that this case will change in the case of the mechlekes b'chal b'sil when they're the big hall with mechitzas between them? Even if they're in the separate rooms and they're completely separate from each other, if they're joining together through the food, that should work for the eruv. So why are you saying it only in the case of mechlekes b'chal b'sil? And one does not answer. So when above shir of yudo shnei batim zel lifrim zeh, you have two houses, one in front of, inside of the other, and you cannot go outside to the chutzar from the inside room unless you go through the outside one. The inner one did eruv, so the external one does not have to join the eruv, because the external one is being bottled to the inner one. If the outer one put the eruv, the external one, because the inner one is not bottled to the chitzon. Omar Rapinchos Avimitsorim Khalifin. The opposite case is when someone is buying a house and he wants to be koine by holding on to the border. So by mitsorim, holding on to the border, khalifin, the din is the opposite. Nasar al primi tsaritan al chitzoin. Nasar al chitzoin ain't tsaritan al primi. If he held the inner one, he's not koine the outer one. But if he held the outer one, because the inner one cannot use the chatzo without the outer one, so the external one includes the inner one as well. Even if the inner one did not do an Eruv, the Chitzoin doesn't have to do an Eruv. Meaning the case would be, let's say the inner one does not have to join the Eruv. For example, the owner is not there for Shabbos. So the Chitzoin does not have to join the Eruv. He has no obligation to be part of the Eruv. Lama? Naso Bishar. That's a Bishar that we're going to learn later. That a Bishar is not a place to put an Eruv, and anybody who lives in the Bishar, he does not participate in the Eruv. Bishar is the entrance, the entryway to go into our house. That's not considered to be a Mokum Dir. So here, the external one is the Bishar for the inner one. So the Gemara, Mil Se Amra. This teaches us, and we can use here the Gersa Rab Chaim, Yesh Bishar Liyachid. There's an entryway for individual. Mil Se De Rav Amra, but Rav taught us that Ain Bishar Liyachid. The Bishar is only if it's an entryway to a place used for a few people. But a place for use only for one, there's no such thing as Bishar. Tamara Boba, Yudu Bisham Rav, Ado De Tere Bishar Shel Rabim. Only if it's Bishar for more than one. But if it's an entryway for one person, you could put the Eruv in that place. If you live there, you have to use the Eruv. Because the idea is, if it's a place, an entryway for a place where multiple people pass by, so then it's really not a mokum deiru. But if only one person, only one individual goes in there, so then the entryway is not considered to be a place which is not royal deiru. If you have two people, one has a rishus to be there, and the other one can be kicked out by the owner anytime. So here is the one who has a rishus to be there. Did the eruv? Who does the shein rishus? The one who doesn't have a rishus to be there can use it. Here is the shein rishus. The one who doesn't have a rishus did the eruv. Lo yotar zeh sheish lo rishus. The one who has a rishus, who is more permanent, is not mutter with that eruv, because that eruv is not going to be enough for the person who has a rishus. The one that has no doesn't have a rishus, he's tuffled to the one who has a rishus. He's like his guest, so he's bottled to him. And therefore, the one who's considered to be more of an owner, he cannot use the eruv that does the guest. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Eruvin Daf Mem Dalet.